880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, everybody. This is Jim Freed. Welcome to today's Freed on Business. I'll be live at the Ball and Chain over in Little Havana at the Nikki Freed for Agriculture Commissioner event. So join me over there. While I'm there, we'll be playing a couple interviews with Nikki and a couple of interviews with Sertera Wellness founder Jake Bergman. So enjoy the conversation, and I hope to see you at the Ball and Chain today between 6 and 8 p.m. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880thebiz.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, everybody. This is Jim Fried. Welcome to today's Fried on Business. I'll be live at the Ball and Chain over in Little Havana at the Nikki Fried for Agriculture Commissioner event. So join me over there. While I'm there, we'll be playing a couple interviews with Nikki and a couple of interviews with Certera Wellness founder Jake Bergman. So enjoy the conversation, and I hope to see you at the Ball and Chain today between 6 and 8 p.m. All right, we're back, and we're back with my niece, Nikki Fried. Oh, my gosh, I am just so absolutely proud to see you up there, to see you rocking the world. You did 60% plus of the vote in the primary. Tell me what's going on with the general election, and why are so many people lining up first? Who's lining up behind you? Who'd you get endorsed by?
The entire state of Florida, feels like.
It seems like.
It does. We had a fantastic election night. The numbers came in and it just proved once and for all, like, the vision that I have for the state and the vision that we've created across it. People are listening. People like the message. They like that this is an opportunity to have a new face, new ideas, new vision for the state of Florida and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And so we had a great night. And, you know, the phone didn't stop ringing across the state and across the country with people really excited for my candidacy and what I'm going to be able to bring to the table. So we've spent the last couple of days just looking at the numbers and starting to get ready for November.
So what's your vision, Nikki? If you could sum it up to tell our audience, what would your vision be and why are you different than the historic agriculture commissioners of the past?
You know, it's a matter of a new perspective. You know, I've talked about that, you know, a vision where when you have a commissioner who understands that our local farmers need a fighter and somebody out there who is going to take their message and give them opportunities to make sure that they're keeping their farms and giving back to their communities. You know, a vision where we are protecting our water supply and our water sources. That's Lake Okeechobee. That's our oceans. That's our drinking water. That's our water for our agriculture community. And somebody who's forward thinking of where, you know, how to, you know, sustainable water sources and making sure that our pipes are updated. And then a vision where there's a commissioner of agriculture who is, in fact, watching out for the consumer. That has not been done in 20 plus years. Somebody who's going to actually do background checks and make sure that the concealed weapons permitting process is flawless. Somebody who's going to put safety of our citizens as a, you know, forefront. You know, and somebody who also sees that creating alternative crops like industrial hemp and the expansion of our medical marijuana program. You know, I have been, you know, very upfront about where I am on the medical marijuana program. That's why I decided to run this year. Because we haven't had somebody in Tallahassee who's not just fighting for the 72% of the Floridians who fought for this and voted for the constitutional amendment, but somebody who understands what the will of the people means and that we are public servants and that we are supposed to be, in fact, that serving the public and serving the people that have elected us there and the entire state. And we haven't seen that in decades.
You know,
and I am not that vision. And, you know, I just want to say, too, I will be the first female elected to this position in the state of Florida.
Well, the thing that always resonates when I talk to people is I always talk to them. I go, do you walk through Whole Foods and look at the mesclun greens? They go, yeah. I go, do you ever see, like, hemp in there? And they go, yeah. I go, do you ever buy it? They go, yeah. I go, do you know that can't be grown in the state of Florida? They go, what are you talking about? What is it with that?
Yeah. And we have a pilot program here that is really not a pilot program. And allowing industrial hemp to be grown here, it gives, I mean, it's so much benefits. One is it allows our farmers an alternative crop and making sure that, you know, some of these farmers are third, fourth, fifth generation Floridians that have been working the land. And we are not doing a good enough job giving them the resources and making sure that our rural communities, I mean, some of these rural communities where these workers are not up to par. There's no food stores. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no, you know, just general human rights issues that are not happening in our rural communities. And, you know, industrial hemp could provide those types of resources. And then it's also better for the environment. It's less water that's needed, less fertilizer. And then you utilize those products to actually create different types of products here, such as styrofoam and paper and straws. And again, it's an increase of the amount of, you know, jobs here available in the state. And then we have a tax revenue that can be utilized for affordable housing, for education, for infrastructure. And, you know, that's why I think I am absolutely different than anybody who's been in this position and absolutely different than the person I'm running against in the general election, because this is something that, you know, I'm forward thinking. I'm not, you know, it's time to do the restart button. I'm not the same old, same old. I'm something new, exciting. And I really do believe that the people in the state of Florida deserve and should demand more.
What would you do to clean up the water supply on the East and West Coast that's been being fouled by the green slime on the east side and the red tide on the west side?
Yeah, this is a tragedy, and this is human-made. This isn't nature-made. This is human-made. This is a decade's worth of Republican administrations who haven't ignored it, haven't done any forward policies to make sure that the pollutants that's going into the waterway is not prevented. And now we've got the slug that is all over. I mean, I was talking to people today, you know, that are on both East and West Coast that have all these homes that they can't utilize. People are leaving, you know, Fort Myers, and they're leaving Stewart because of just that they can't utilize their property. And so some of this is creating a better water supply storage from the north and making sure that the pollutants are not going in from the north into the Lake Okeechobee.
So, you know, everybody I know, including me, is getting these texts and all these things. And I know that position that you're running for runs the do not call. Can you help my life be more calm?
Yeah, and that's a big deal. You know, it definitely oversees the do not call list. And everybody's been complaining that, you know, they still get on the do not call list and they still get phone calls. And the reality is that because no one's been, you know, everybody has ignored this. And a lot of it's technology updates. A lot of it's going after the companies that are utilizing this list and actually having somebody who cares about it and making a difference.
Now, how about assault weapons? I mean, you got the marijuana card in that office and you also got the assault weapon card. How do those jive
together?
Oh, you don't? How does that work? What's going on?
No. So in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, what we oversee is the licensing.
Oh.
So we oversee all the concealed weapons permits. We oversee the security guards, your hunting licenses. Mm. Those are things that we oversee. And what we've known is that past Commissioner Adam Putnam dropped the ball. For 13 months, somebody in his office did not do background checks on the concealed weapons permits. And so all these people fell through the cracks and got their permits and put the safety of our Floridians at risk.
Nikki, I want to just kind of wrap up because I know you've got to go to that speaking engagement. What is the one thing, the one message that you want to leave for the people of the state of Florida and beyond?
You know that I'm somebody who has historically fought for the underdog. I'm somebody who is going to put together, you know, it's not about red or blue. This is about, you know, the state of Florida is putting together, you know, crossing party lines, crossing the aisles, putting together good policy. And I'm somebody who is a hard worker. I'm fierce. I don't take no lightly. And we'll make sure that we do have a new vision and a new face for the agriculture community and somebody who's going to protect the consumer, somebody who's going to protect our Floridians, somebody who's going to fight for our 72% of our Floridians who voted for medical marijuana and make sure that's implemented, allowing our farmers to, you know, grow industrial hemp. You know, it really for the state, they have to know that I'm somebody who is going to be a steward of the land and a steward of the people, and that we need people in that office who aren't going to do just the same old stuff that's been done for 30 years in the state of Florida. That isn't working. And we need somebody who has these new ideas and new vision to be placed in that office. And don't forget, I'm a member of the cabinet, which is also the clemency board for restoration of rights.
Restoration of felons' rights. And let's not forget, you also defended the homeowners when they were being assaulted by the banks. So, you know, you do have a great record of consumer protection. I'm looking forward to keeping up with you and hearing your updates as you go on the road. I want to thank you so much. And I'm going to end this the same way I started this. I am so proud. There's Wanda clapping in the background. Hey,
we
Wanda.
You have to remember, you know, if you have to register to vote. If you're not registered, you have to do it 30 days before elections. Elections are November 6th. So please make sure that you're registered and, you know, hope that you come out in November and vote for me on the ballot.
Rock the world, Nikki Fried. She's out there protecting Florida. Learn more about Nikki Fried. Thank you so much, my dear. That's Nikki
Absolutely.
Fried.
Thank you.
My pleasure. My niece.
Okay.
My
Thank
love.
You.
Rock on, Nikki Fried. We'll be back after this.
Thanks.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, everybody. This is Jim Fried. Welcome to today's Fried on Business. I'll be live at the Ball and Chain over in Little Havana at the Nikki Fried for Agriculture Commissioner event. So join me over there. While I'm there, we'll be playing a couple interviews with Nikki and a couple of interviews with Certera Wellness founder Jake Bergman. So enjoy the conversation, and I hope to see you at the Ball and Chain today between 6 and 8 p.m.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the Swan family home up in Orlando, where we're attending the Nikki Fried for Agriculture Commissioner fundraiser up here. I want to thank the Swan family. I want to thank John Morgan for putting all this together. Of course, Alex Sink will be here. We're going to have a great time. But the main thing is we're going to talk about the medical marijuana industry here in the second half of our show. Now, we've got Jake Bergman. He's actually outside on the other line closing a deal right now. So he'll be on as soon as he finishes that. And Wanda, are you out there?
I'm in here.
Oh, that's great. How's Fluffy doing?
Oh, he's wandering around these days. He's busy.
I really miss you guys.
We miss you
so
here.
So, Wanda, anything interesting going on down there that I'm missing out on?
Well, there's the parking lot that is known as the Dolphin Expressway is looking really exciting, and weather has dried up a little bit. We're good. We're good over here.
Yeah, poured like a crazy thing a couple minutes ago, but now it's pretty good.
How are things in Orlando? How's Nikki?
Nikki's doing great. We're having a great event up here. There's all kinds of people getting ready. They're starting to come in. They've already come up and said, Jim, you better be done by 5 minutes to 7 because you're in the room that the event is going to be in. And, of course, I responded, of course I'll be done by 5 to 7, maybe 4 to 7. But we'll be done by then. And, you know, the folks are coming in. They're shaking hands, kissing babies. Nikki's here. As is her staff. And I must tell you, it's just an amazing thing. I'm so highly motivated and positively oriented just by meeting her team. It's just a bunch of hard-charging young people that are just refreshing. It's wonderful to be around them. You know, I'm in the real estate thing and the radio thing, but I don't know what politics thing. And coming here and being involved with a little bit of the politics thing is a kind of nice breath of fresh air. And I met with one of my friends, And he was wonderful enough to say, "Hey, Jim, you got that medical marijuana card?" I said, "Yes, I do." He goes, "So then you're legally doing marijuana?"
I said, "Yes."
He goes, "How does that work?" I go, "Well, you gotta
legal
see the doctor. They don't just give it to anybody. And when they do give it to you, it's something that you really needed to have, and it's real important, and it's medicine, and you got to treat it like that." You know, we have Dr. Michelle Wiener on, uh-huh. and she talks about that all the time.
She's great.
Yeah, Dr. Michelle is terrific. Uh-huh. Jake came in, but he's now talking to the hosts, and there's no way I'm going to break him away from our hosts.
Hey, you know, I have a little clip. I found a little clip that it totally relates to this medical thing with a grandmother.
Really?
A grandmother was arrested. Did you hear about that?
No, tell me.
You want me to play it for you?
Play a little for me, yeah.
Are you listening? Okay, here we go.
I'm listening right now. It is absolutely ridiculous to put her through this like that. They could have given her a ticket and to show us your card later.
That's ridiculous what they do to people. They don't need to make you that cold. The old Arthur was screaming at me.
She won't know who Arthur is.
Arthritis. After I smoke, I go down to a 1, pain-wise. Before I smoke, I would say I'm an 8 right now. That's what I want people to do. Yeah. Don't be ashamed of it. Something that's going to help you feel better. I'm hoping that we all learn a lesson from this and we make amends. People will get out and vote for it. We're the ones that have to stand up. We are the people. We just got to fight for our rights.
Vote, folks, vote. Get out there and vote.
Okay, well, we got Jake here. Jake Bergman's here with me here now. We've been talking to Jake off and on for the last few months about the medical marijuana and the process of medical marijuana getting legalized here in the state, and also the process of your business. I hear there's been a really new great investment at the C level. You at the C level already?
It's what's called a Series C equity financing.
I don't know. I'm not a big public finance guy. What can I tell you?
It's essentially our third round of financing. So we've gone through, as the business started, you know, Series A, then a Series B, and then now this is our third round of major funding. It's a $65 million Series C transaction. The lead investor on that is Bo Wrigley Jr.
Oh.
He was former CEO of the Wrigley Gum Company, which maybe you've heard of. And
a little bit.
Yeah. He's going to be, I think, a great asset to us and the whole industry.
Amazing marketing strength they must bring. Amazing marketing strength.
They always say to bring people on board that are smarter than you. So I think this is certainly one of those instances where I found someone who is, a leader globally in marketing, and I think it'll do great things.
It's very exciting to hear. Now, let's bring it back to the state of Florida. Now, we know that we're here. We're at a party, an event that John Morgan sponsored. We know that John Morgan's been working to provide the will of the people to be brought here by a lawsuit to do what the people call a flower. That's when they smoke marijuana. Right now, you can have a patch, you can do a liquid, and you can do a vapor, right?
That's essentially correct. You can have any cannabis product that you can pull from the oil.
Okay.
Except edibles.
Oh.
You can't eat it. And you can't smoke it. You can't smoke the raw flower.
So what's the logic behind that?
I'm not a legislator, nor am I a judge. I'm entitled to my own private opinions, I suppose, about how the Constitution is written. I, of course, think that it's pretty plain that you should be allowed to see that 71% of Floridians voted for medical marijuana. When they voted for that, they were thinking about all forms of marijuana.
100%. Now, Jake, what prompted you? You were an entrepreneur before this marijuana thing happened. Got involved or an early stage, an early mover in this. What prompted you to want to get involved with this industry? Because there's a lot of people talking, but not a lot of people jumping.
Yeah, it's certainly a challenging industry to work within. Every time you see the headlines, you hear about the different kind of regulatory challenges a lot of companies run into. I've always been an entrepreneur, so this was no different for me than several other businesses that I've tried to start. It's just probably our sixth or seventh my 6th or 7th attempt to start something. So eventually, if you keep working at it, it'll hit. And I think this was particularly compelling for me because I kind of saw it as I described it as seeing an opportunity that was a midpoint between Bob Marley and Big Pharma.
Right there. Yeah, absolutely. And so you brought up Big Pharma, and things have been kind of clunky in the rollout here in the state of Florida and across the country. Is there a reason for that they may have a little bit of involvement in, because they maybe think this stuff works?
I don't know for sure. all I can tell you is that, you know, a lot of the legislators, receive campaign donations from groups tied to pharma. And, you know, sometimes those can be the same ones that are very difficult to convince of the value of medical marijuana.
Oh, you're a politician, not only a CEO and a founder, you're a politician here.
This is what we see, you know. Do I think the big pharma is threatened by this? You know, I don't know. I think they've tried it before. I mean, they are threatened. They should be thinking about it. But remember, big pharma has tried this before with Marinol. They tried to create synthetic THC. Cannabis doesn't work under the current pharmaceutical model. You know, if the pharma model is single molecule and cannabis is a whole plant with 400 molecules in it.
You know, and that's something I wanted to talk about for just a second. We only got a couple minutes in this segment. It may take us over to the next segment. But everybody says, well, marijuana is marijuana. And then you walk into the dispensary and they talk about, well, there's this strain and this takes away your stress and this strain. And, you know, but it's got to be the fact because the FDA just approved one to treat diseases. They're finally seeing the light here.
That's correct. So, you know, it's hard to say. One of the things they always say is they want more research. And, of course, we're actually not allowed to do research under federal law right now, which is crazy.
Oh, man.
The drug that's approved is called Epidiolex. It's CBD, and it's great. It's the first time I think the FDA has come out and publicly said, oh, yes. A part of this plant has real medical benefits. And by the way, they said it's not addictive.
Well, you know, my whole big thing is that it's a plant and it's derived from a plant, just like aspirin, you know? So I just don't really get what their hang up is unless it's somebody's ox getting gored. And since we're going to let people think about the ox getting gored, we'll let that hang out there for a minute. We're going to come right back with Jake. Everybody think whose ox is getting gored. Wanda, take us away, but bring us back real fast because Jake's got a lot of good stuff to tell us in the next segment.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger. Don't you fight it till you try to do that conga beat.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. As you're making your way out in Miami-Dade on the Dolphin westbound, we've got an accident at Lejeune Road. That's Northwest 42nd Avenue. Now, that crash is in your center lane, so you're going to start tapping your brakes around I-95. We've also got a crash over on the Palmetto westbound at Northwest 27th Avenue, so emergency vehicles are blocking your right lane. Up in Broward County, your major highways are coming in accident-free, but if you're on 441, there is a crash southbound at Griffin Road. That has your right lane blocked. I'm Shay. That's your South Florida traffic.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Like money? Then
don't move that dial.
More to come on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, everybody. This is Jim Freed. Welcome to today's Freed on Business. I'll be live at the Ball and Chain over in Little Havana at the Nikki Freed for Agriculture Commissioner event. So join me over there. While I'm there, we'll be playing a couple of interviews with Nikki and a couple of interviews with Certera Wellness founder Jake Bergman. So enjoy the conversation, and I hope to see you at the Ball and Chain today between 6 and 8 p.m.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back with, I'm going to say it, my good friend Jake Bergman. I want to thank you, Jake, for coming back on the show and talking about medical marijuana and being our conduit to the medical marijuana industry. Let's talk about what's going on here in the state of Florida, because I think everybody's really interested. The thing they're most interested in is what's going on with the flower, which is the plant. And John Morgan's having a lawsuit, and when's that going to hear and what's going on? Because I got to believe that if I'm a Republican, I want this over before the election.
You'd think so. This is a very bipartisan issue, right? Not to sound like a politician, but seriously, 90% of people support this. It's more popular than the 4th of July and baseball. In fact, it's probably much more popular than baseball these days.
Hey, now, I've got friends at the Marlins.
But no, this is something where, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the Republicans have been a little bit slower to see how popular it is. And so they tend to act after the Democrats tend to threaten to run it as a campaign issue.
How about the, last Speaker of the House, the guy that smoked cigarettes? Boehner, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he come out for this?
Yeah, he did. He actually joined the board of another company called Acreage out of New York. Of course, he used to be a pretty vocal opponent of cannabis legalization. Listen, this is just an educational effort. You know, as soon as you sit down with people, have a conversation, and explain what it is, you know, you realize that no one's truly opposed to this.
My brother-in-law, the poor guy, has to have CBD for his back. He lives in Georgia, so the poor guy's forced to eat these aftermarket nasty gummy bears that, if you eat a bag, it's got as much as a dropper from Florida. So as the states continue to have differing policies, and there is a states' rights thing going on in here, you've got to figure there's a tipping point with the federal government. And is that coming?
I honestly think we're there, to be totally honest. You know, we've seen more legislation introduced this year than I think in the past 5 or 7 years combined in terms of cannabis legislation. I was just with Charlie Crist, the former governor and current congressman, earlier this week, who introduced a bill to provide medical marijuana to members of the VA. To make sure that our veterans who have PTSD aren't criminalized and put in jail and taken off of their other medications just because they're using medical cannabis.
You know, and then there's also the conflict out there between the people that have the gun license and the people that have the marijuana card. I have both. I have the concealed weapons thing and the marijuana card. I have really bad back. I've been taking a lot of bad medication. It's got a lot of side effects. I hate it. So I have Dr. Michelle on all the time. I'm working with her to try to get this out of my system. But, you know, there's got to be more holistic approaches to this, and there's got to be little nuances within those 400 different varieties that can help people.
There are. That's kind of that's the reason this isn't a pharmaceuticalized product, right, is that you have literally so many variations. So the FDA is designed to do single molecule, single condition, double-blind, super-controlled study. If you have a slightly different variation, like every single strain, every single harvest of every single strain will be different. It's like a fine wine. And so it's not the exact same every time, and certain things work better for other people. And if it's not addictive and it's not going to kill them, why are we prohibiting it?
I really don't know. And that's the biggest thing I have to say about the whole thing is I just don't know why we're not doing it. It's a bipartisan issue. You know, last election cycle, they said that, well, the Democrats will be behind it. It'll turn out all the Democrats. Now the Republicans are behind it because the Republicans are, but who isn't for our veterans, for crying out loud? So the real question comes down to how do we make it palatable for America? And you've been in the meetings. Tell me what the answer is.
And it already is palatable for America. You don't have to do anything.
Okay, so how do I get it across the finish line? What's next?
I think the next thing, and this is something that I've already some folks on, is we really want to start pushing for more, you know, advocacy from people and from patients in D.C. because there really isn't anyone who's really against this. There are 90% of Americans who support it. And so I think that, you know, as we can work as an industry and concerned citizens to actually share our stories and share this message, you know, it's democracy. At the end of the day, if you're calling your elected official, they're going to hear those calls and they're eventually going to make a move on it. And I just think that people kind of, you know, they aren't pursuing it as actively as they should be.
Well, maybe we need to put in the dispensaries little phone numbers where people call and have a little tear sheet where the people can call. Hey, do you like your relief that you got or your calmness? And just put the little kiosks in the place. We're going to have to talk about this offline. So anyway, Jake, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. Anything new coming in? Last time you were in, it was the brand new transdermal patches that you were going to be releasing. Anything new coming along?
We have new strains coming. Two things that are new that are on the way. That's at Certera. We have a new strain, RxOG. I don't know if I'm supposed to announce that yet or not.
Well, you just did.
I know. It's dangerous when they let me go
you
on.
You just did.
Talking to the marketing folks. But we're going to have some new strains coming out, and we're also going to be very soon launching Certera soft gels.
Tell me more.
Soft gels are
no more dropper under my tongue.
No more. Well, you can still get the dropper if you'd like it, but
I'd
but
love
you also
it.
Like to get, you know, 5 or 10 milligrams in a single pill. That's just like any other pill you would take. We'll have that too. So that'll be used for clinical trials. That was one of the big things that Rigby was investing in. The ability to do clinical trials, and we need those perfectly dosed instruments to do them. And
you know what? You're right.
Too.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That is the nuance that's required is a unique perfection on the dosage. That is one of the things. It's still an art form. Dosing yourself is still an art form. Dosing yourself, dose it. We'll talk about that off the air. All right. Well, listen, we've had a great show today. We're here live. I want to thank the Swan family and John Morgan and the rest of the folks that have thrown this party in support of Nicole Freed. That's right. I'll say it, my niece, who's going to be the next egg commissioner here in the state of Florida. I want to thank my good friend, Jake, over here, who's making the world a better place, making it well for all of us. And I want to thank you, Wanda, back in the studio for making us sound so good and look so good. And, of course, I want to thank Fluffy. When you dance, 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 feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, 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 come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that. You, when you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. So just dance, dance, dance. So just dance. When you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Sandstone was recently recognized by the South Florida Business Journal as one of South Florida's top 25 real estate firms by revenue. In addition, I was recently awarded the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leader Award for 2018 by Family Capital Magazine. So give me a call if you think I can help you and your family out with their commercial real estate. Need debt, need equity, need to be restructured, just need some fresh ideas? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, everybody. This is Jim Freed. Welcome to today's Freed on Business. I'll be live at the Ball and Chain over in Little Havana at the Nikki Freed for Agriculture Commissioner event. So join me over there. While I'm there, we'll be playing a couple interviews with Nikki and a couple of interviews with Certera Wellness founder Jake Bergman. So enjoy the conversation, and I hope to see you at the Ball and Chain today between 6 and 8 p.m. All right, we're back, and we're back with my niece, Nikki Freed. Oh, my gosh, I am just so absolutely proud to see you up there, to see you rocking the world. You did 60% plus of the vote in the primary. Tell me what's going on with the general election, and why are so many people lining up first? Who's lining up behind you? Who'd you get endorsed by?
The entire state. The entire state of Florida, feels like.
It seems like.
You know, it does. We had a fantastic election night. You know, the numbers came in and it just proved once and for all, like, the vision that I have for the state and the vision that we've created across it. People are listening. People like the message. They like that this is an opportunity to have a new face, new ideas, new vision for the state of Florida and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And so we had a great night, and, you know, the phone didn't stop ringing across the state and across the country with people really excited for my candidacy and what I'm going to be able to bring to the table. So we've spent the last couple of days just looking at the numbers and starting to get ready for November.
So what's your vision, Nikki? If you could sum it up to tell our audience, what would your vision be, and why are you different than the historic agriculture commissioners of the past?
You know, it's a matter of a new perspective. You know, I've talked about that, you know, a vision where when you have a commissioner who understands that our local farmers need a fighter and somebody out there who is going to take their message and give them opportunities to make sure that they're keeping their farms and giving back to their communities. You know, a vision where we are protecting our water supply and our water sources. That's Lake Okeechobee. That's our oceans. That's our drinking water. That's our water for our agriculture community. And somebody who's forward thinking of where, you know, how to, you know, sustainable water sources and making sure that our pipes are updated. And then a vision where there's a commissioner of agriculture who is, in fact, watching out for the consumer. That has not been done in 20 plus years. Somebody who's going to actually do background checks and make sure that the concealed weapons permitting process is flawless. Somebody who's going to put safety of our citizens as a forefront. And somebody who also sees that creating alternative crops like industrial hemp and the expansion of our medical marijuana program. I have been very upfront about where I am on the medical marijuana program. That's why I decided to run this year, because we haven't had somebody in Tallahassee who's not just fighting for the 72% of the Floridians who fought for this and voted for the constitutional amendments, but somebody who understands what the will of the people means, and that we are public servants, and that we are supposed to be, in fact, that serving the public and serving the people that have elected us there and the entire state. And we haven't seen that in decades. And I am not that vision. And, just want to say, too, I will be the first female elected to this position in the state of Florida.
Well, the thing that always resonates when I talk to people is I always talk to them. I go, do you walk through Whole Foods and look at the mescaline greens? They go, yeah. I go, do you ever see, like, hemp in there? And they go, yeah. I go, do you ever buy it? They go, yeah. I go, do you know that can't be grown in the state of Florida? They go, what are you talking about? What is it with that?
Yeah. And we have a pilot program here that is really not a pilot program. And allowing industrial hemp to be grown here, it gives, it's so much benefits. One is it allows our farmers an alternative crop, and making sure that some of these farmers are third, fourth, fifth generation Floridians that have been working the land, and we are not doing a good enough job giving them the resources. And making sure that our rural communities, some of these rural communities where these workers are not up to par. There's no food stores. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no, just general human rights issues that are not happening in our rural communities. And, industrial hemp could provide those types of resources. And then it's also better for the environment. It's less water that's needed, less fertilizer. And then you utilize those products to actually create different types of products here, such as styrofoam and paper and straws. And again, it's an increase of the amount of jobs here available in the state. And then we have a tax revenue that can be utilized for affordable housing, for education, for infrastructure. And that's why I think I am absolutely different than anybody who's been in this position, and absolutely different than the person I'm running against in the general election, because this is something that I'm forward thinking. I'm not, it's time to do the restart button. I'm not the same old, same old. I'm something new, exciting. And I really do believe that the people in the state of Florida deserve and should demand more.
What would you do to clean up the water supply on the east and west coast that's been being fouled by the green slime on the east side and the red tide on the west side?
Yeah, this is a tragedy. And this is human-made. This isn't nature-made. This is human-made. This is a decade's worth of Republican administrations who haven't ignored it, haven't done any forward policies to make sure that the pollutants that's going into the waterway is not prevented. And now we've got the slug that is all over. I was talking to people today, that are on both East and West Coast that have all these homes that they can't utilize. People are leaving, Fort Myers, and they're leaving Stewart because of just that they can't utilize their property. And so some of this is creating a better water supply storage from the north, and making sure that the pollutants are not going in from the north into the Lake Okeechobee.
So, everybody I know, including me, is getting these texts and all these things. And I know that position that you're running for runs the do not call. Can you help my life be more calm?
Yeah, and that's a big deal. It definitely oversees the do not call list. And everybody's been complaining that they still get on the do not call list and they still get phone calls. And the reality is that because no one's been, everybody has ignored this. And a lot of it's technology updates. A lot of it's going after the companies that are utilizing this list and actually having somebody who cares about it and making a difference.
Now, how about assault weapons? You got the marijuana card in that office, and you also got the assault weapon card. How do those jive together? Oh, you don't? How does that work? What's going on?
No. So in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, what we oversee is the licensing.
Oh.
So we oversee the concealed weapons permits. We oversee the security guards, your hunting licenses. Those are things that we oversee. And what we've known is that past Commissioner Adam Putnam dropped the ball. For 13 months, somebody in his office did not do background checks on the concealed weapons permits. And so all these people fell through the cracks and got their permits and put the safety of our Floridians at risk.
Nikki, I want to just kind of wrap up, because I know you've got to go to that speaking engagement. What is the one message that you want to leave for the people of the state of Florida and beyond?
That I'm somebody who has historically fought for the underdog. I'm somebody who is going to put together, you know, it's not about red or blue. This is about, you know, the state of Florida is putting together, you know, crossing party lines, crossing the aisle, putting together good policy. And I'm somebody who is a hard worker. I'm fierce. I don't take no lightly. And we'll make sure that we do have a new vision and a new face for the agriculture community and somebody who's going to protect the consumer, somebody who's going to protect our Floridians, somebody who's going to fight for our 72% of our Floridians who voted for medical marijuana and make sure that's implemented, allowing our farmers to, you know, grow industrial hemp. You know, it really for the state, they have to know that I'm somebody who is going to be a steward of the land and a steward of the people, and that we need people in that office who aren't going to do just the same old stuff that's been done for 30 years in the state of Florida. That isn't working. And we need somebody who has these new ideas and new vision to be placed in that office. And don't forget, I'm a member of the cabinet, which is also the clemency board for restoration of rights.
Restoration of felons' rights. And let's not forget, you also defended the homeowners when they were being assaulted by the banks. So, you know, you do have a great record of consumer protection. I'm looking forward to keeping up with you and hearing your updates as you go on the road. I want to thank you so much. And I'm going to end this the same way I started this. I am so proud. There's Wanda clapping in the background. Hey,
I mean,
Wanda.
You all have to remember, you know, if you have to register to vote. If you're not registered, you have to do it 30 days before elections. Elections are November 6th. So please make sure that you're registered and, you know, hope that you come out in November and vote for me on the ballot.
Rock the world, Nikki Fried. She's out there protecting Florida. Learn more about Nikki Fried. Thank you so much, my dear. That's Nikki Fried.
Absolutely. Thank you.
My pleasure. My niece. My Thank love. You. Rock on, Nikki Fried. We'll be back after this.
Watch.